Thank you very much. First of all, let me express my gratitude to SIA and the All in Peace Institute for inviting me to this interesting and very important event. I'm very pleased to address such a distinguished audience here. Well, I also have 8 minutes, obviously, and considering the title of my contribution, Challenges in the Context of Minority Protection in Georgia, this is going to be a rather ambitious endeavor. However, I will try to restrict myself basically to 3 points. I will try to give you a short introduction into the topic, and based on this introduction, I would like to draw 2 important problem-oriented conclusions with regard to the contemporary state of affairs of minority protection. Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that minority protection has silently but steadily become an integral part of the legal order of the Republic of Georgia. There are indeed, despite the legitimate criticism with regard to the practice and implementation, there are positive signs to be noted, such as, let me just pick out 2 of them, such as the establishment of the Office of the Public Defender, who is not only supposed to oversee the implementation of human rights, but who has also very important responsibilities with regard to minority protection and with regard to the exercise and adoption of the so-called National Concept and Action Plan for Tolerance and Civil Integration. And even if we look below the level of constitutional law, there is a quite interesting, and let me also say, for the post-Soviet space, at least unprecedented, code of ethics for public corporation, public broadcasting corporations, which are not only encouraged to provide a positive image of diversity, but which are prohibited of portraying a negative image about these minorities and collective identities. Well, and this development has, of course, been mirrored with international obligations to which Georgia has signed up to. Georgia has ratified the major international human rights treaties. It is a member of the Council of Europe, and 2015 marks a very interesting and important anniversary because 10 years ago, Georgia also ratified the Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities. Well, Georgia is, of course, a very good case in point for the overall development of those 3 South Caucasus republics, because also Georgia, as Azerbaijan and Armenia, have experienced a very unstable and a very bumpy path to independence, to democracy, and state building. And this pathway in the case of Georgia was, of course, accompanied over different periods of time by armed conflict. Some of these conflicts can, of course, be seen in an ethnically colored or ethnically at least motivated way. And since acquiring independence, indeed, secessionist movements have grown among local minorities, particularly, of course, with regard to Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Now, there are a couple of proximate and root causes, structural and institutional conditions, such as the devastating legacy of Soviet ethnic engineering, but I'm not going too much into detail about this, event-specific processes, and, of course, last but not least, the way in which Abkhazia and South Ossetia were used in foreign policies of the Russian Federation. But most importantly, these conflicts have not only produced devastating humanitarian consequences for Georgia, hundreds of thousands of people became internally displaced persons, but it led to the emergence of 2 de facto independent entities, which were then finally, as you all know, in 2008 recognized as independent states by the Russian Federation, much to the legitimate consternation of the European Union. And this leads me actually to the first challenge and to the first problem. Whenever we speak about minority protection in Georgia, we actually have to see that large parts of and significant parts of the Georgian territory are actually not covered by the instruments I was talking about, such as not only, of course, by the national legislation of Georgia, but indeed also by the monitoring cycle of the Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities. There is much information available about Abkhazia and South Ossetia. However, I believe that these entities are mostly discussed against the background of international relations, of international law with a very strong emphasis on the dichotomy between territory integrity, self-determination, military occupation, and so on, but actually with a few notable exceptions. There is very little empirical analysis available on the contemporary situation of inter-ethnic coexistence in these entities, yeah, in Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Because, I mean, particularly the case of Abkhazia is quite telling. Abkhazia is, until today, an ethnically very diverse country, with only a little bit less than 50% of the population belonging to particular Abkhazian linguistic background. And as a matter of fact, the de facto states have been given, since their emergence in the beginning of the 1990s, they have been given full attention to many of the problems faced by persons belonging to the titular ethnic group, which are, of course, Abkhazians and Ossetians. But this has resulted in the neglect of other ethnic groups in the regions, and, of course, also resulted in open discrimination. Yeah, today, Georgians, particularly in the Gali region, face a very precarious situation with regard to access to justice, access to education, so and so on. So what I would like to problematize within this first challenge are basically two questions. First of all, how is it possible to generate knowledge about the very contemporary situation of inter-ethnic coexistence in these entities? And secondly, what are possible ways to have a positive impact on an improvement for the situation? Much has already been said and written about so-called policies of engagement without recognition. I mean, I think it is obviously a necessity for a greater engagement, even though international organizations might find it very difficult for obvious and understandable reasons. But again, I think this is a normative question, because otherwise we allow black holes to emerge to which we actually have no access to. And this actually translates and brings me to the second and to the final challenge in terms of minority protection in Georgia. Even if we see Abkhazia and South Ossetia isolated from the rest of Georgia, still Georgia is also an ethnically very diverse, very heterogeneous country with about 16% of the overall population not belonging to the titular group of Georgians. However, as a legacy of these conflicts in Abkhazia and South Ossetia, the need for accommodating ethnic diversity and for providing minority protection has actually always been discussed against the background of this conflict. And this constitutes, the way I see it, a very serious... I'm coming to my end. And this constitutes a very serious ontological trap, according to which there is an ontological destiny that by granting minority rights, disloyalty to the state is provided, a fifth column is being fitted. And I think, these two challenges should be on our agenda. First of all, how to tackle de facto independent entities, and of course, secondly, how to escape this ontological trap that minority protection is not a matter of national security. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Benedict.